Translation. Thus, Lord Brahma, so the Supreme Brahman, by whose energy this entire universe, which is moving and non-moving living beings, is manifested. He also saw at the same time all the cows and boys as the Lord's expansions. Purport. By this incident, Lord Brahma was able to see how Krishna maintains the entire universe in different ways. It is because Krishna manifests everything that everything is visible. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Milatamena Tasme Sigurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Siyudapata Kamalam Sri Guru Vanshamacham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakratasyam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalvatarupyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevija Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna everybody, thank you very much. Evam sakrudo da dasyadha par brahmatmano khilana yasya bhasa saramidam vibhati sa characharam. I'll explain the meaning. Evam means thus. Sakrud of one at one time the dasyadha so aja Lord Brahma. So it's a very nice verse. Lord Brahma, when he stole the cows and calves, he came back within a minute. He came back to see what's going on. But actually when he came back, what he saw, all the expanse of cows, cowherd boys, all the expanse of Vishnu form. Vishnu form means Sat, Chit and Anand form. Sat means eternal truth, Chit eternal knowledge, and bliss means eternal happiness. So they were not ordinary cows or calf. Completely transformation of, manifestation of Vishnu's all body. That's why it says, Esya bhasa saramidam vibhati sa characharam. Very nicely explained. There's other words, para brahma. In this verse, two words, Vyasadevi is para brahma. Brahma means, what is brahma means? Absolute truth. But para brahma means supreme absolute truth. So all the expansions of cows and cow were supreme absolute truth. And they are not ordinary boys like before. Actually, in everyone's body is Paramatma sitting in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham radhi sannivishto. But this time, when the transformation took place, it was all Vishnu form, not ordinary form. That is most important in this one. So, Brahma means absolute truth, while Parabrahma means supreme absolute truth. In other words, Akhilan means entire cowherd boys, cow, entire whole community for transfer. And then Atman, Atman means living being. So, in the there's nice verse in Uddhav Gita, where Krishna says that either living being or non-living, Krishna loves human being. Why he loves human being? Because either you become a Brahma, Indra, Agni, sometimes you got false ego. So Krishna explained nicely that Eka Dvi Tri Chatuspado Bahu Padas Tathapadah Brahma Santi Puraha Srushtas Tasamme Paurisi Priya. In this material world, there are varieties of created beings. Some with one leg, other with two legs, three legs, four legs, many legs, and still others with no legs. Among all such bodies, the human form of very dear to me, because it awards one the ultimate goal of life. Krishna said about the human form of body, why is it most important? So what about the demigod? If Krishna is the ordinary human being, demigod are they completely absorbed in Krishna's activity. So they love. But because Brahma wanted to set an example, and that is why this Leela, he took part in the Leela actually. So we can't criticize Lord Brahma. He is the first living being. And Brahma, according to our calculation, he lived for 100 years. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that Sahata Yuga Paryantam Aharyad Brahmano Viduhum Ratim Yuga Sahasanta Te Aho Ratri Vido Janaha. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together from the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of his night. And Brahma lives 100 just like that. So he says that you can become even Brahma, and Brahma's life is 100 years. And that is, this 100 years by earth calculation is equal to total of 311 trillions and 40 billion years. Imagine how much Brahma lives. 311 trillions, not millions or billions, trillions. And then 40 billion earthly years. That is Brahma's Ayushya, duration of life. So Brahma never puzzled, but because to set an example in the human society, sometimes the demigod take part, like Indra sometime. Krishna wanted Parijat flower for his wife, Satyabhama. And Indra argued that he cannot take. But then in the end, there was big fight. All the demigods won on one side, and Krishna was only on one side. Still, and then Krishna win. But then demigods sometimes take the part. So it's like Brahma here took the part. Because in the material world, either you are a human being, or Brahma, or Indra, Agni, Vayu, Varun, no doubt you are big demigods. Still, no one, you are not compared to Krishna. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And that's why in the end, like Brahma stole all the cows and boys. Brahma said, okay, doesn't matter. He didn't went to fight or quarrel. He just created from his own body, same like all the Gopa and Gopis, and all the cows as well, calves as well. Imagine how powerful Krishna is. So sometimes the human form of life, we have false ego. So Brahma set an example here, he did this Leela. And there's another one, he said, Swamaya Sustam Tidam Tat Asala Lakshanam Vibhu Pravishta Ieto Tat Swarupo Agni Rivedasi. He said, yes, the fire is present within wood and manifest when there is a friction. The Supreme Lord is always present in everywhere, sacharachara, within the world, and he reveals himself when one cultivates devotional service, beginning with hearing chanting. This is most important. Like Brahma, when he saw little boy, cowherd boy, he thought, oh, how God can become a cowherd boy? That's why he was confused. And that's why, let me steal all these cows and everything, let's see the fun. But actually he didn't know that he was playing with the fire. Because what Krishna did, expansion from on his body completely. No, he don't take anyone help or support. From his own body, expansion. Like fire, wood is always present in the fire. But sometimes there is a friction, then you can see the fire. Like fragrance. Fragrance is always present in the flower. But you cannot see it. The material world, material nature working so nicely. You cannot see it. Sometimes people say, oh, show me the God. You cannot see even God's energy. How can you see the God? First of all, Prabhupada says you have to be qualified yourself to see the God. Ordinary person, you cannot see God. Yeah. If you engage in devotional activity, then it's a different thing. Then you can order God, that I want to see you. But ordinary material senses, you cannot see. Like fragrance, flower, in the fragrance, you cannot see it. Like oil, oil in the seed, cotton seed or corn seed, oil is always there. There's a special process. And if you do the process, then you can freeze the oil. Oil is always there 24 hours, but you cannot take out oil without special process. So same way, we have to engage in devotional activity, hearing and chanting. Then you can, somehow or other, you can understand Krishna or Krishna's activity. He says, heavenly planet is so beautiful, heavenly enjoyment. He says, although heavenly enjoyment is the experience, not experience on this earth, it can be understood that there is no real happiness there, because life there is also filled with envy, lamentation, and ultimately death. Even the heavenly planet, all the what is going on earth, That is also there. Otherwise, Lord Brahma, he was a big personality. How he can be puzzled? But he says that whatever is here on the earth planet, always above there as well, in the heavenly planet, all coming from the heavenly planet. Whatever you actually love, hate, hatred, everything is there. But that is in a completely spiritual form. In the material world, it's contaminated. That's why it's expansion. So he says, although heavenly enjoyment is not experienced on the earth planet, it can be understood that there is no real happiness there, because life there is also filled with envy, lamentation, and ultimately death. So Brahma did the thing, but now he is lamenting. Then how? No, because he saw the power of Brahma, power of Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. All the transformation took place. And Brahma thought, I took all the cows. How can be here? But Krishna got his own energy, spiritual energy, Sat Chit Anand form. Not only Krishna's body. Those who are present, they also Sat Chit Anand form. That is called Krishna's power. So very important. Then another thing is knowledge, this spiritual knowledge, especially of Srimad Bhagavatam, is so beautiful. And it should be distributed all over the world. Srila Prabhupada said in previous verse that this knowledge cannot wait. Like when Srila Prabhupada went to see his Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said that this knowledge, you know, should be distributed all over the world. Prabhupada said, no, we are not independent. We are under the, you know, slavery. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, no, you cannot wait. It doesn't, this spiritual activity doesn't depend on any, either you are free or not free, either country is free or not free, it doesn't matter. It cannot wait. In any circumstances it should be spread. So this knowledge is so important. It says, this spiritual knowledge, art and science of devotional service is the highest contribution to Indian, for the Indian sages to the rest of the world. And therefore everyone should take part and then make his or her life successful and then distribute knowledge all over the world. It may be teachers, professors, politicians, scientists, they all need this knowledge. They say no, but they need this knowledge. Because human being or Brahma, we always make up four mistakes. We have imperfect senses, we are always under illusion, we make mistakes, and then we have cheating propensity. That is four common, either you are Brahma or Indra or Agni, doesn't matter. That is common. That's why Brahma made his mistake here. He didn't realize that Krishna, I should serve him. In the material world, usually, when you become Brahma, you have so much false ego that I am something. Even what in material world sometime, when a big honor comes of the big organization, he thinks he is all involved. He doesn't need any help. But then, in the establishment, everyone is working. And everyone took part, that is why he became successful. So Brahma, he forgot this thing. Like in ISKCON, we have a big movement. Doesn't matter who does what. Little seva, even sleeping the floor, but they are also important. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that either in the Krishna's eyes, either the pujari or one who sleeps the floor or one who cook in the kitchen, they get same benefit. They say, whatever capacity you got, always engage in Krishna's activity. But if you go against Krishna's will, then you had like Brahma. He lamenting now that, my God, I made a mistake, but that was too late then. Because Krishna already by his manifested everything completely. And that started for whole 1 year actually. 1 year completely, you know, that's why it's important. So this knowledge cannot wait. All of you should make this life successful and distribute knowledge all over the world. Then Brahma also has to die. Like if you study a flower, from little flower, first of all, if you see apple tree, mango tree, these little flowers come. Then the flowers is little buds will come, little fruit come. Then the same fruit and the same tree of the branch, little fruit grow bigger. Every day goes bigger. Then it ripens. Slowly it ripens. Become yellowish or whatever. Then it ripens. And then when the time comes, it go bigger and bigger growth. And then one day, it fall from the tree. When it fall, what happened then? Sometimes the birds eat or squirrel eat it, but sometimes it stays. And then it dwindle. And dwindle, they become dry, and they again go to the earth, mingle with the earth again. This 6 transformation take place. Even the human form of body. This transformation is always important. We take a birth, then we stay for some time, growth. birth, growth, then we stay for some time on this material world. Even Indralok, Brahma also stays for some time, maybe long duration, but stays for some time. Then there is a byproduct. Then byproduct, and then after the byproduct, they started old age catching up, dwindle. And one day when the time comes, vanish, completely vanish from the earth planet. So these six transformations, doesn't matter who you are, either Brahma or Indra or Agni, always take place. Okay, their duration life is very, very high, according to our calculation. But still, one day they have to change the post. That's why I say, according to this loka, never have a false ego. When you have false ego, then you'll be disturbed later on. You have what you call suffer later on, like in Brahma case. So in there's a false ego nicely explained in Canto 9, Chapter 1. History of how Lord Brahma received initial direction from Krishna. Actually, when Lord Brahma was born, he was born under a lotus flower. It's called Hiranyagarbha, golden egg. And then that's why Brahma is called Hiranyagarbha. Hiranya means gold. So he was born in a golden lotus petal. And then when he was born, everything was darkness. So he was wondering, going down, that let me see, found out my born, no, original. He couldn't find, still, it was completely dark. Then at that time, he looked everywhere, he couldn't find anything. And then only two words came from the outside, skirt up outside. It was a tapa. Tapa means austerity. Only two words, syllables. Tapa. And then Brahma realized that what should I do now? And he started austerity, penance, tapasya. For many, many millions of years he did tapasya, austerity. And then he got this, his rule, he got this four seed verses of, like Ramayana. We have ek sloki Ramayana. Does anyone know ek sloki Ramayana? Only in one slok whole Ramayana is there. He says, Ado Rama tapo vanadi gamnam, hatva mruga kanchanam, vedehi haranam jatayumaranam, sugriva sambhasanam, vali nigrahanam samudataranam, lankapuri dahanam, paschada ravana kumbakarana hananam, etadvi ramayanam. We got Lord Ramchandra here, so let's explain. Yado Rama tapo vanadi. Ramchandra went to the forest. Then gamnam kathatva mruka kanchanam. Then Sita Devi was attracted by golden deer. Vaidehi haranam jatayu maranam. Vaidehi means Janaki, Sita. Sita name is Vaidehi also. Janak Rajak daughter. Vaidehi haranam. Ravana came in a form of saintly person and kidnapped Sita Devi. Vaidehi. Samudratranam. That's why Lord Ramchandra crossed the ocean. Lankapuri dahanam. When he crossed the ocean, he burned, with the help of Hanuman, he burned down the whole Lanka city. Paschada Ravana Kumbhakarna Hananam. And later on, he killed Ravana and his brother Kumbhakarna as well. Etadvi Ramayanam. That is Ramayana. But then you can develop further more, explain nicely, you know. So same way, this is also like in Bhagavatam also, ek sloki Bhagavatam. There is Chatuspadi, where Lord Brahma got two words, tapa. He started doing and then he got the Chatuspugi Bhagavatam. This is ek sloki. Ek sloki Bhagavat means Ado Devaki Deva Garbha Jananam Gopi Gruhe Vardhanam Maya Putan Jivitapaharanam Govardhan Dharanam Kansa Chedana Kauravadi Hananam Kundi Sutapalanam Etad Bhagavatam Purana Kathitam Sri Krishna Lilamrutam. Ado Devaki Deva Garbhajanam. Lord Krishna born as a Devaki's son. Garbhajananam. Gopi Gruhe Vardhanam. In the Gopi's house, Vardhanam is growth. He was grown at Gopi's house, stealing butter every day and all this thing. Harassing Gopi's. Maya Putana Jivitaparanam. Krishna killed the Maya Putna. Maya De Putna. Jivitaparanam Govardhan Dharam. And then he lifted the Govardhan heel. With left hand, just small finger. Kansa Chedana Kauravadi Hananam. He killed the Kansa, his own relatives. Kauravadi, he killed also Kaurava. Hananam means killed. Kuntisuta Palanam. He look after all the Pandavas. Kuntisut. Yudhishthir, Bhim, Arjun, Sahadeva and Nakul. He look after them. Palanam, he maintained them. Etada Bhagavata Puranam Kathitam Sri Krishna Lilamrutam. You know, when Srila Prabhupada wanted to form this ISKCON movement, International Society for People, some people suggested the God consciousness. And Prabhupada said, no God, Krishna consciousness. So here he says, etada bhagavata puranam kathitam Sri Krishna lilamrutam. See, Krishna word is most important. That's why Srila Prabhupada Krishna, not God consciousness. Some people oppose as well. He said, no, Krishna, Krishna katha. So in the material world, we always hear in the Gramya katha. People want to hear, either you want to hear, they still want to tell you. That is called Gramya Katha. But we should always read Krishna Katha. Krishna of Krishna Katha, nothing else. That's why Krishi Krishna Lila, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why even Narottam Das Thakur also say, today is birthday of Narottam Das, no, of Epidance of Bhakti without Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur, he was a big personality also. So he said that nice sloka, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, nice, nice song that they perform for the humanity. So that they can take advantage of this song and get some knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Material knowledge everywhere available. But the spirit, so many universities, so many colleges, so many faculties, science, arts, commerce, mathematics, geography, history, engineering, mechanical, electrical, you know, so many. But then this knowledge, spiritual knowledge is not available anywhere. That is available only in ISKCON Foundation, by Srila Prabhupada. So that the human society can become beneficial in the future. So he says, Narottam Das Thakur says, Hari Hari Bifale Janam Gonainu Manushya Janam Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Visakainu Hari Hari Bifale Janam Gonainu Manushya Janam Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Visakainu Hari Hari Bifale Janam Gonainu. Oh my dear Hari, dear Krishna, this life I have simply spoiled. First 25 years goes in the when you are young body, child. You play what you are playing, it goes in the playing. And then after 25 years, you get married. Or if you are lucky, you stay as a brahmachari. And then Grihastha Ashram start. 25 years again gone, 50 years is gone. Then after 50 years, what is actually? You start earning, working hard. He says, Nidaya hakte naktam vyavaye chanavavayaha divacharte haya rajan kutumba parane nava divacharte haya rajan. He says, night time you sleep or you engage in the activity, sensual activity. And the daytime, where is money? Divacharte haya rajan. Rajan, daytime you earning money, everyone going work hard. This divacharte haya kutumba parane for the maintenance of the family. But what is the aim of human form of life? Hardly anyone understand. So, Sisi Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Sisi Taram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sisi Giri Govardhan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. And he told. So only few lucky people, they will use the human form of body to worship Krishna. He says, that's why he says, I wasted my life for life after life, so many life, not this life. Before this life, human pop, we wasted 8,400,000 species of girl again life. And if I miss again, then again go birth, death, old age, disease. Janma mrityu jara vyadi dukha dosanu darsanam. It's not sometimes people say, oh, who cares? But then you don't care, but then one day you have to go. And then Prabhupada said that we know actually where we are going. But those who are not involved with the activity, they don't know where they are going. There are so many hellish planets as well. According to our activity, you have to go somewhere. So Prabhupada said, at least Krishna's devotees are so good, at least they are chanting Hare Krishna and they know where they are going next. Our destination we always know. Somewhere else Krishna will protect you. So we say, Manushya Janma, I got this human form of body, very, very rare. Very rare. And then I wasted so much time. All 100 is gone. He says, but then Janiya Radha Krishna na bhajiya. I never worship Radha Krishna. Sometimes people say, this is my God, this is God, I believe in this God and that God. But if you ask them, who is God? What is God? Where does he live? Hardly people understand. So many, there are so many religions all over the world. And they say, okay, yes, ask about God. They hardly know who is God. What is the God name? Where does he live? If you don't know, then how can you worship God? Even common sense they don't have. If you don't know someone, then how can you worship him? To worship means to pray and, you know, see him personally, and you can see personally here Radha Gokulanand. That is called worshipping. So he says, Radha Krishna na bhajiya, janiya sunya visakhayana. Knowingly I have drunk the poison. Vish, vish means poison. I know there's so many people doing Krishna puja, so many people chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And I can show that you are prasannatma. Brahma prasannatma na sochati na kangsati. Still, I'm so fortunate I don't want to take advantage. They know very well. That's why it says, janiya sunya visakhayana. Purposely I have drunk the poison. So that is also important, that human form of body is very, very rare. Like one letter, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, he wrote one letter to, there was one devotee called Rai Ram. In October 21, 1971, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter. So this Krishna Consciousness Society is especially meant for giving people the opportunity to associate with the devotees. Devotees means who are following the regulative principles. One cannot be independent and at the same time become a devotee, because all devotional activities are based on surrender. So in the association of the devotees, we learn the important item, how to surrender. But if we keep our independence and try to become devotees, that is not possible. Like sometimes people, out of curiosity, they come to temple. Sometimes they join as well. And sometimes halfway they leave. They say, I know everything now. I'm independent now. I know everything now. But that is not one. Because even everything here you gain, but like it happened like Brahma. If you go halfway, what happened to Brahma, it happened to you. It is possible. No matter how big devotee you are, how big expert politicians you are, how big expert you are, no lecture or thing. But then at the end of the day, Krishna sometimes tests you. That's why the association of the devotee is most important. Association of devotee, sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra kaya, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi haya. In the association of the devotee, you get all the perfection. Otherwise, what happened to Brahma, it can happen to you. You come under illusion. And then when you come under illusion, then you keep making mistake. And you try to steal cows and calf and whatever. And the Krishna is so powerful, he created his own self. So never underestimate Krishna, is so powerful. And this another verse, previous verse, Prabhupada mentioned that Nigam Kalpa Tauroro Galitam Phalitam Sukam Mukhad Amruta Dravachutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavika. This Bhagavatam is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, like a nice mango. When it's touched by the beak of the parrot, it becomes so tasty. Any fruit, when the parrot touch it, just little beak, the same fruit becomes so tasty. The same with this Bhagavatam. So many people took advantage before. But because it's spoken by the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, so it is more tasteful. The whole world is waiting for that. He says that rich people not suffer, but they are also suffering. Poor people suffering because of his poverty. Right? He hasn't got means. He wants to enjoy life. He wants to get a nice car. He wants to have a nice bungalow, nice whatever. But he cannot, he don't have enough money, enough Lakshmi. But the rich people, they can afford anything. But they are also poor. Why? Because they don't have this spiritual knowledge. So it is devotee's duty to get everyone involved. And in Kali Yuga, you have to tell three times that please come to temple, please come to temple. Then third time they say, what is going on here? Let me go one day. And then they will be come and they will benefit. And that credit goes to you. Because of you, they came to temple. Tell everyone, request everyone to come to temple. And sometime, if he is fortunate, then he will come. And that credit goes to you because of the one devotee. And Srila Prabhupada said, the devotee got so much power. One ISKCON devotee can change the whole world. That much power he got. But never become like false ego, like Brahma, you know, he did mistake. Never ego. Actually it was Leela, you know, that he took part, that's all. Because no one can criticize demigod. They are also powerful, like sun god. When you are sunshine, sun god is so powerful. We never underestimate sun god. Because after all, it's Krishna's eyes. sun and God and moon also, Krishna's eyes. So we just prepare our obeisances, even never disrespect. And that way, because when the sun shines, devotee goes to distribute the books, that also make difference in the life of devotee also. When nice sunny, people are in a happy mood. And when devotee go and approach someone, they also happy. When there is rain and horrible snow, then people are not in a happy mood. They say, oh, come on, forget it, man. I'm not interested. You might have experienced them. But if it's nice sunny, they'll be interested in you. Because in happy mood, prasannatma, at that time is prasannatma. So that's why this is important. So in our life, every second, Srila Prabhupada said, every second used for Krishna. Ayush means your duration of life is so important. Ayushakshana ekobi means one second of your ayush duration of life is so important. Na labhyas svarna koti bhi. You cannot exchange even for giving gold, jewelry, millions of pounds, dollar, you cannot come back. Like today's date, today's second, it will not ever come back in your life. That's why it's always used for Krishna. Sravana, Kirtana, Smarana, Vandana, Pada, Sevanam, Pujana, Sakijana, Atma, Nividan. Always in Navada Bhakti, engage in Navada Bhakti. And that is important. Now today is Bhakti Vinod Thakur's appearance day. And that is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He is very, very important person. He was born in 1838. And then on Sunday, September 10, 1838. And in a gram called Uligram or Girinagar, Birinagar. And then it was in the Naidya district of Bengal. He was the seventh son of Raja Krishnanan. His father's name was Raja Krishnanan. And then he was a devotee of Nityananda, Raja Krishnanan. So in the beginning he was involved in that one. Then later on his name was Daitya Kuber Prahalad. Why they given the name? Because his family, in the family, no one believed in Krishna's Vaishnava worship. That's why he said, in future, this person will engage everyone in Vaishnava community. That's Nadia Dashtop, Krishna, Daitya Kuler Prahalad. Daitya means demoniac family. And then Kuler, he increased. Prahalad, he will come like Prahalad Maharaj, very strong. And he was actually, when he became a magistrate, he was so powerful, he was not afraid of anyone. Whatever the result, whatever the punishment, he will punish the paper. Doesn't matter who he is. Like one day what happened, that Jagannath temple, when he was magistrate in Jagannath Puri, the king of the Jagannath Puri, there was some confusion and he took some money from the temple. And it came to know by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he was a king, he again gone against the king. And the king was so furious, he said, he doesn't know that he only magistrate, common magistrate, I'm the king here. How dare he go against my will? And then he had a plan to kill him. And outside world, doesn't know anything what's going in the palace. So he employed 21 Brahmin. And he started performing big, big yajna. And on the 21st day, when the last day, Bhakti Vinod Thakur was supposed to be killed on that day. There's just some black magic. Even now, when you go to Bengal, so many people perform black magic. Today, the person is perfectly well. And next day morning, he goes sick. And even the doctors cannot find anything, what is wrong with the disease. They cannot find disease. They cannot find the cure either. That is called black magic. So it's vidya, it's knowledge. But we, as a Krishna devotee, we are not afraid of anyone. So what happened then? The king performed the activity to kill Bhakti Vinod Thakur. But in the end, what happened? Because he was pure devotee of Lord Krishna. So what happened? Jagannath saved him. And rather than killing him, the king's own sister was killed. That is called power of the Vaishnavas, power of the devotee. No one can do any harm to you. If you have faith in Krishna, if you have faith in Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vakya, Tin, Sadhu, Shastra and Guru, Vakya, Tinete, Kori, Akya. You always have respect for the Sadhu, saintly person, the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamut, whatever to come in a disciplic success, not ordinary, because so many literature available. Like Sunday paper is so big, little delivery boy hardly can lift even that big paper. But there is no Krishna Katha, not Vishnu Katha. We don't blame them, but this knowledge is important, Krishna Katha. So spiritual knowledge, Guru, Sadhu, Shastra and Guru, in your own spiritual master. Sometimes people say, what is the need of Guru? There is a Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam is there, Chaitanya, all the literature is there. Why we need Guru? We don't need Guru. Some people have, it happened, I have seen. People in ISKCON 20 years, 30 years, and they say, no, no, they refuse to have a Guru. But no, here says, Sahaju Shastra Guru Vakya. Guru is important in our life, especially spiritual master. Like Sanat and Anath, two words in Sanskrit. Sanat means with the master. Anath means without master, like a street dog. When you don't master, that means you are Anath, without master, like a street dog, loitering in the street, no, for a piece of bread or piece of roti. But when you become Sanat, you're master, then the same dog go in the Rolls Royce or Mercedes. That power when you become Sanat. That's why everyone should become Sanat. You must have a spiritual master. The spiritual master is important. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he did three predictions, very important predictions. What the number one? He says that the personality will soon appear. He will travel all over the world to spread the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. And that personality, you can guess for whoever person, no? You can guess now who was that person. The second one is very soon the chanting of Hari Nam, Sankirtan, will be spread all over the world. And then that day will come when people from America, England, France, Germany, Russia will take up kartals and mrudangas and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They will chant in their towns. Then, number third, when will that day come? When the fair-skinned foreigners will come to Sri Mayapur Dham and join with the Bengali Vaishnava to chant Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Gaura Hari. When will that day come? That was prediction by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that day is coming. Now you can see Mayapur Dham. If you go to March, April, you hardly get the residence even. You don't get any hotel, motel, whatever. That's powerful. That is prediction. It was prediction many years ago. And it's coming true now actually. So Srila Prabhupada said, don't waste time. Don't waste a single second. This Bhagavatam knowledge is so powerful. But we should be fortunate enough to take it. Everything is ready made now. And then it's entirely up to you how to take advantage. Every day if you prepare one sloka, Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, and then read every day, write down, and then one day within week you'll memorize. Sloka is so important. In Bhagavad Gita says, Bahu Nam Janma Namante Gnyan Van Mam Prapadate Vasudeva Sauramiti So Mahatma Sudulabham. Bahu Nam, after many, many millions of birth and death, even is Brahma, like Brahma, Lord Brahma, after how many years he got a post as Brahma, but still he made a mistake just to get the lesson to humanity. That's why this knowledge is most important. Okay? Hare Krishna. Okay, any questions?